he's done what we would say in Britain, he's done what it says on the bottle. He said, I'm going to put you first, I'll get you the jobs. He's doing what he said he'd do. I can't fault the man for that. I don't agree with his personal views and I don't agree with some of his comments. And I certainly wish somebody would take a keyboard off him so he'd never do anything again on Twitter or whatever. But I have to say, he's doing what he said he would do.
There's a lot that the US influences, and we need to accept that its representation, who we see as its leader, if that person is bad, the US is affected by that. If that person is seen as good, then we'll say, okay, maybe I'll buy a Nike because I know it's from the US. Maybe I'll buy an iPhone, not because of Steve Jobs, but because the US looks like it's under good leadership.
Ooh, right now it's not looking too good, especially when you look at what's happening in the trade with China coming, playing more of a role in South Africa, becoming a lender to South Africa, and China's rift with America. So things are not looking quite good. So the future between South Africa and America doesn't look too good.
Our government wants to boost our chip industry, so that's the good news for my family. We buy a lot of US product online, and I think that in that term, nothing has changed for us. We still buy that.
The relationship between two countries maybe is not good for me because maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I can buy stuff in the U.S. very cheap. And right now, because of the tension and the tariff, and I find it's a little expensive to buy stuff from the U.S.
It changed because the U.S., the president, when he was elected, he banned the Africans and the native people, not only the Somali people, especially the countries which had civil wars, containing them to Al-Qaeda and Shabab, which was not good. People all are not the same.
America being a world power and having a lot of experience in the fight against terrorism could greatly help our country combat Boko Haram. And why not also help us in solving the current Anglophone crisis in our country?
Over the years, what we see is that the Western leadership, including the United States, they are losing what we call as the high moral ground. So, I mean, it's very difficult for people like us to justify what the United States has been doing recently and also in the past. So it's sort of giving us a rethink of how the world functions. Maybe the world does not function along human rights long. Maybe it's all just power politics. So a sort of reality check to observers like us and more defensive position when we talk about democracy and human rights.